time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Philadelphia on Sunday.
You know, I thought we had some self-inflicting wounds on offense and defense, but we got to come in tomorrow, watch the film. But, you know, obviously you wanted to get this one before the bye. Came up short, so we'll see tomorrow, look at the film, and then kind of go from there. But it's obviously not a great time to lose, but being that you got the bye, I guess you got time to flush.
Marlon, when you have a guy like you've been with Justin Tucker a long time, I mean, you guys probably almost have taken his greatness for granted. I mean, as a teammate, do you say anything to him when he's going through these struggles, or do you sort of just trust him to get through it? How do you look at it?
I think I said on the sideline, I think Tucker is I said this to some of the guys, or I said I think this is normal for kickers, but we've just been so blessed by Tucker's, you know, eliteness that, you know, we kind of take it for granted. You know, used to sit down there on the when he goes up there and you know it's going in. But, you know, I think great players, they get out of those slumps at the right moment. And I think Tucker's one of those guys, but there's not much I know about kicking, but I do know Tucker's a guy to get things turned around.
Marlon, you're a game and a half back of the Steelers. You guys have four games left. What do you think about your chances of still winning this division?
I know we'll need some. I think being that we play them, I think that gives us a pretty good chance there. If they lose one, and then when we win out, so I think we're in a good position, a great position. Watch this tape, clean some things up. Enjoy this bye, and then come back ready to roll.
Big picture, do you feel like the defense has turned a bit of a corner over the last month? I mean, you had some difficult things to say about the defense 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been fun to actually get three and outs. We had a plethora of those, I felt, today. I think the biggest thing after whatever game that was, man, it was time to play, you know, Ravens defense. And I think, you know, at some defense and Ravens defense, there's a big gap between that, and the message kind of became a little bit clear. If you want to play ball, then we'll get you out there, but if you don't, you're gonna have to sit on the sideline. And I think guys responded really well to what was being preached amongst the coaches, amongst the players, and we're holding guys more accountable now. And we just, the brand we were playing, it's, you know, it's disrespectful to be in this Ravens uniform and play like that. And I think I feel like we've turned that corner. It's not perfect, but I still think there's a little more corners to turn, but the mindset has really changed. The mindset has really, really changed, and that's kind of where it starts.
Marlon, is there some, I guess, I don't know, unhappiness or just what pessimism about how when you guys have had really good games on defense, it hasn't always aligned with the days when you have really good days on offense, and just you haven't really been able to kind of match, you know, develop that kind of full, complete game?
Yeah, it hasn't really I know the defenders, we haven't really looked at it as far as that aspect. We're just kind of do what we can. But, you know, if you take it back early to the season, you know, I'm happy, you know, we're just trying to move as one unit, worry about the defense. But early in the year, I mean, if we didn't have the offense going crazy, I don't know what our record would be. So we haven't really – this isn't really a much of a point-your-finger team. That's been the best thing about this team. It's let's do our job, do your job. And let's come together. But, yeah, you definitely want to get clicking on all cylinders, offense, defense, special teams. And so that's what we're chasing going forward.
Marlon, do you feel like when you're playing these top teams like the Chiefs and Pittsburgh and Philly that you're just lacking a kind of a complete effort in all three phases? Do you think that's sort of holding you back against these teams?
I really can't say. I really can't say. I'd have to look a little more at the tape, but I do know there were some self-inflicted wounds there. But I really can't say.